While I'm reading to you, I thought I would read three very short vignettes from Working Time. These three are from an essay called One Day Old. This is nonfiction. I guess that means it's real. Or anyway, it's the past. Is that real? Did that happen? Anyway, they're very quick. Here they are. Number one. I'm in the bathroom with Terry Soda smoking a Marlboro instead of attending geometry class. Everyone's attention is completely on sex. In the stall, we discuss our attitude toward L's recent initiation, elaborating with circumspection on the calamity of male domination, because L had been taken beside an azalea bush in 15 minutes and left to take a bus home alone, broad daylight. This is minutely compared to C's transgression in the park, beneath the aging elms, a week ago last Friday night's party. It had taken 2 hours to get someone to sell her beer underage. In 2 more hours, C would be initiated, experienced, and only vaguely remember how her zipper had torn in his mouth. And then there was S, who had lost consciousness after drinking soda drenched in old granddad stolen from someone's father's liquor cabinet and been abused. The fullback drove her home, walked her to her parents' door, left her leaning on the rail, pressed the doorbell, and fled. Two weary teenagers whispering loudly and laughing. Now these fits of giggle, exploded phrases barked in the cafeteria or surreptitiously slid off the lips during some history lesson, the music of these memories now has turned into a love of cadenced words and an appreciation of their power. No matter what they were then, these mingle with visual and oral events. The wind, for example, flirting through the trees of upstate New York in summer, the length of rye fields and wild strawberry patches. Two. The air is really cool when I step onto the sorority lawn. The singing, chanting really, is off-key, is merry and terrible. I hadn't thought to go this far amidst the singing and ineffable conformities, the lightheadedness of foolish young women, myself now among them, girls really, for all their makeup and shapeliness. I'm woken out of a deep dream, a dream that I'm a warrior in the black Meshannon Hills of Pennsylvania, and then I'm shaken out onto the sweet verbena to praise some uninitiated soul's engagement to be married. I'm not happy, but it's the mild, ambiguous unhappiness of fear, really, that which is holding me back from myself as a matter of course, and which drags through me like a comb through knotted, long, wet hair, drags me down the reverberating metal stairs into the April night. I'm taken out of the circle by a wind faintly full of orange blossoms and of pine cones. Others among us also drift back and out of the crowd. It interests me what specifically has become of them. Kay with her peculiar penchant for the study of porcelain, C with her fanatic rapture for Jim Morrison. The sweet marijuana drifts down from her room to those below, who now yawn and peck and spoil the night for one another, calling into it too loudly about tomorrow, which determinedly asserts its first hours, its darkest. We go back to bed, those with an 8 o'clock class slipping briefly and deeply asleep. This circle of women is a caricature of the consciousness-raising groups we would engender years later. First, it's a circle we're forced out of loneliness and repressed sexualities to join. Each in her turn was wooed, for it is indeed a safe house of homoeroticism, by invitations to free dinners and by the desire to be in. But as to what exactly we were joining, no one understood, for no one knew herself enough to know from what that self was categorically, by nature of her gender alone, going to be excluded. No one yet associated her private loneliness and curiosity with a greater public, political, and historical situation. Three. It's damp. I could smell the earth in the air. Few slants of daylight reach into the row of windows. Last night, Richard stole an easel from the art department for me, and I now shift my oils from a slip of wax paper to a real palette, and I begin The Bathers, a group of nudes at Trinidad Beach. The second floor creaks. The whole house is redwood, the whole rented acreage, and for miles up and down this coast, redwood. and then the trees cease and aren't anywhere else on earth. This myopia is the metaphor of my 20s, where the present seems infinitely plentiful, colorful, primordial, the unconscious world from which we all emerge. When eventually I feel beyond a moment in which I happen to be absent-mindedly happy painting nudes, I reach into responsibility. But for now, that young woman in Humboldt County, California, waking to paint, painting long hours and sleeping to dream, is finding something out about shape that later will be useful in figuring out how language takes form. Thank you.